93.7 The River, sweet home Alabama. There goes Skinner. Dog and Joe Show, we got the cash for you. 3 minutes away. I think everybody knows the scumbag Harvey Weinstein. When they hear the name, they know who exactly we're talking about. And it has been said now, his wife, who is yet to file for divorce, but they are going to go through divorce, and when they do, she's roughly going to make $15 to $20 million for walking away and ending the marriage with Harvey Weinstein. Her name is Georgina Chapman. She's a fashion designer. She's 41. Weinstein, 65. Two kids, ages 7 and 4. They were married back in 2007. Now, considering his only other option, Harvey Weinstein, that is, was to be poisoned in his sleep, I don't think that's that bad of a payoff, the $15 to $20 million he has to give her.
I don't even get that. What does that mean?
What does what mean?
Poisoned in his sleep. Is
meaning if he had been faithful and not been a scumbag and not done all those horrible things, his wife could have carried out her original plan, which would be to poison him, get the life insurance, and be done, because she never married him for looks, love, or lust. That was always her big plan, was to poison him in his sleep.
Wonderful.
Yes.
How much is that guy worth?
The thing I read, I think it said $250
million. Yee-haw. Okay.
So I want you to think about her getting $15, $20, $25 mil. She's only getting about 10%. So that would be like someone making $100,000 a year, their wife jams. That would be $10,000 is what the settlement would be. And when you think about it in those terms, that's roughly 10%. That's nothing. This guy's walking away with handing her absolutely no money at all. So it's not that bad of a payout considering what he did, and they had kids and all that stuff. He's only giving her about 10%. That's nothing. Guys that make $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year have to fork over half of your salary. They have to chop the house in half. And it doesn't go into details as to what other material items or properties they have to split. But that's the payout. And if you're worth $250 million, that's not all that horrible, I don't think.
That's incredible, dude. That's an incredible amount of money, $25 million.
It's an incredible amount of money, but when you're worth 250, again, it's 10 bucks out of 100 if you got a $100 bill.
True, and her lifestyle is probably adequate to making $250 million from her husband, I would guess.
So I want to try this because it comes up every time a big celebrity or someone goes through a divorce, they have to pay out oodles of money. D-Day horror stories, and the D stands for divorce. What did you have to give up, or what did you get? I want to hear about the big payouts, or the cool cars, or the property, or the fishing boat, or the log cabin, the lake property.
Oh, I don't want to do this.
Well, why?
This is too soon. This is too soon.
Too soon for you.
I don't. I'm going to be on. You know what though? I don't know if people are going to want to do that. I don't know if people are going to want to talk about horror stories and stuff like that, because divorce is hard.
I'm not trying to highlight the fact that it's hard. I'm just kind of curious what guys and women had to pay or get. What did they receive when they got busted up? I'm just curious.
You get pretty down on your luck when you got to start talking about what was taken and get, what you had to give up and what you lost and how you have to divide things. I mean, that's where the sensitivities come in.
And I'm not trying to bring you down, because I know you've been, through this, and you've been on an uptick here lately. You're starting to date a little bit. The wound's starting to heal.
Mm-hmm.
Joe a little bit brighter in the step. What did you have to give up? I don't think we've ever talked about, because people will tell you, man, you get married in California, you divorce in California, you are up one without a paddle, and you are going to get hammered. So what did you have to give?
I was just going to say, the fact that you bring that up is funny, because as I was going through the divorce, not knowing what was going to happen, but almost all my buddies are divorced and either remarried or still single.
Great company you keep, by the way.
Almost all of America is divorced. I found out.
Not true. That whole percentage of, 49, 51 or whatever it is, now it's on an uptick of staying together longer.
That makes me happy if that's true.
People are either not marrying, or the ones who are marrying, divorce is on a little bit of a decline, meaning people are staying together longer, or they're just flat out not marrying.
Oh, if that's true, I like to hear that. But when I was going, my friends' horror stories about divorce, literally, and you know this, because I would come in just going, oh my God, listen to what so-and-so told me happened to him. And it was just so frightening and scary. And I mean, they were just, not only did they lose their wife and their family was breaking up,
mm-hmm.
but they just got leveled. It's almost like if somebody took a saw and cut them off at the knees.
You mean financially and property and what they had to give up?
Men that had wonderful jobs and that were living in campers in their buddies' driveways, and I thought, God, what is to become of me?
Yeah,
this is going to ruin me.
I hate to be selfish, not to take the conversation away from you. I hated the divorce that you had to go through as much as you did because I had to work with you. And every day, Joe wanted to come in and ask me this and ask me that and what's going to happen.
I'm sorry. That was the worst time of my life, dude.
And I was like, dude, I know a little bit about from what I've heard, but I've not been, fortunately, divorced. I don't know how this works. Leave me alone with this.
I said, but I don't have anyone else to talk to.
And I was like, and you know what? You still don't. I'm sick of hearing it. I don't want to hear about this anymore. And he'd show up and he was walking, just drooped over. He's like, God, I don't know what's going to happen. So,
it was awful. It was the most awful time in my life.
What did you split or she get? You get? How did it work for you? Because
that's the whole thing for me. And if you have stories that are horrible, I would love to hear about them so I can comfort and help out a little bit.
766-9370, by the way.
But I got to tell you, after all those horrible horror stories, Emily did not do any of that to me. None of it.
What did she take?
Nothing.
She got nothing?
No, it's not that she didn't get anything.
Yeah?
She just took nothing from me. We just, we sat down and I would tell her on the phone, I was like, oh my God, are you, is this what you're going to do to me? Are you going to get a lawyer and just ruin my life and, you know, whatever else? And no, I'm not going to ruin your life. And we sat down and we amicably talked about it. And I wanted to split things, you know, with her. What was hers, I wanted her to have. And with the house, I wanted to make sure I was even with her on that. If I got it or if she got it, the other person got, you know, money for it.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to try and take the kids from one another. She didn't want alimony from me.
We only have one kid, one boy.
She didn't want a set amount by the courts for child support. We just agreed on numbers to pay for Digger and amicably split and didn't have to go to court, didn't have to sue one another.
Like, that never happens.
And when it was all said and done, I was like, oh, my God, okay, so it can happen that way. My buddies must have just been in with horrible women or something.
Well, and is it safe to say you can't...
And women with horrible... Because I have some girls that have told horror stories as well.
Safe to say you can't half up nothing, meaning you can't get nothing if you got nothing?
Yeah, very safe.
Yeah.
No, but really, I mean, it was you know this, it didn't bust me at all. She's been very respectful in that aspect.
It did not work out the way that you hear what you see on TV and read online by any means that I've seen from you guys.
But you'll hear stories from people, dude, and it is really hard. And if you're willing to share them, I mean, enlighten him, because there are some really scary bad ones out
there.
And
again, I know it's twisted, it's a little sick. I'm just curious, though, what you have to give up. You know, what are those things? What did she get? What did he give? What did he get? It's somewhat fascinating. If you're going to subscribe to marriage,
you know what's fascinating,
and do all this, it's kind of neat to see what happens when it doesn't work,
how quickly they can rebuild.
Well, there's truth to that too.
How quickly that you're leveled, swept at the knees, emotionally, mentally,
everything,
monetarily distraught, and then all of a sudden after you heal and you go through it and mourn and do whatever, then you rebuild and you get back to normal pretty quickly, if you're still, you know, a working, driven man or woman.
766-9370, we want to talk to you. We'll do this. The cash is coming. We'll come back after Chili Pep.